Hey, welcome guys, episode 20.
Yeah, Fantasy Footy Feed, we've made it, 20 episodes.
Yeah, but it still boggles my mind, round 16, how do you get 20 episodes?
Well, sometimes we tried a few things, remember we had special guests, yeah, and other things.
Oh, and you had the Thursday night, the announcement of the teams, and yeah, you know, you do it one a week's good.
Yeah, no, so we're back on track. How'd you go, Dad?
Yeah, mate, I had a win, I was stoked, I beat Maniac by 87 points. How'd you go, mate?
Yeah, I didn't do too well. I lost to altitude. Well done, Andrew Howie. You did well.
Oh, mate, 132 points. You got your ass kicked.
Yeah, I know. Anthony had a pretty good win. No, he didn't win.
No, a lot of the pies they lost, Cracker. That was quite honourable, though. 27 points, mate. They really fought it out, and that's how it ended up.
Yeah, so when you want to get into the games?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, we'll start with your team. Andrew Howard, congrats, mate. 21-23, that's a pumping score, mate. You beat my son, Timmy, or Brian, whatever the fuck you go by these days. Into the Woods, 1991. So that was, yeah, that was a bit of a, I don't know, mate. Unlucky.
Yeah, Howie's team, a lot of them played out of their skins. We had a couple of matching players who, some average, we had Heath Shaw and Bartell, who got 60s. Collins got 41 from Fremantle, who was shit.
Dangerfield, mate, he was a good captain. We'll get to him in a couple of those games. What else? Maxi Gorn got 110. And Zach Merritt, 126.
I was going to pick him as captain, but I ended up changing my mind.
Well, let's look at all the good ones. So, yeah, Howie, mate, you had a couple of good players in the 80s. You had Simpson and Tipperwadi, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Canelio, Lukey Parker got 90s, 96, 98.
Well, Lucky Hunter was his captain, 180, so he didn't beat your captain there. You had Rory Sloane.
Yeah, 246, but it wasn't enough. The other embarrassing thing is, Cutler, Howie, you did well, man. You had, 21 men. You had one player down. You had Cutler from the Lions who didn't play at a Band-Aid, and you had no backup. So, yeah, I thought that was up my sleeve. But you had a ton of players that played out of their skins, starting with Jack Stephen, 158.
Yeah, and you had Smith from the Dogs, got 96. Steph Martin, 100. Who'd you have, Timmy?
Well, I didn't really have a lot of shining lights, except for Grundy, 119. And Sloane, as we said, as a captain. So he did pretty well. Kennedy got a ton, as did Robbie Gray. And Peter Wright from the Suns.
Might have told you to get on him, and what'd you do?
Yeah, he kicked a couple of goals, didn't he? Five goals, 131 points. We both had Josh Smith on the bench.
What? 82 on the bench. Yeah, so that, I don't know. Yeah, so sometimes you just equally miss out. Cracker Fat, mate, he just beat your brother, Lord of the Pies. So that was a pretty close one. 27 points, as we said. Lord of the Pies had Dangerfield as captain, mate. That was amazing. 278 points.
Yeah, Rockcliffe was the other captain for Cracker. He got 202. Hanbury got 103 for Cracker. Lewis got 100 even, as did Stephen Martin.
Yeah, Goldstein, 106 for Lord of the Pies. Too many 60s, which really cost him. I mean, sorry, Lord of the Pies. Sorry, Anthony, you know. Yeah, Aaron Hall, you were going to put him in, weren't you, Timmy?
Yeah, Aaron Hall got 107, so that was, yeah, that was good, but not great. Rewalt, 95.
Good. So, I don't know. Buddy Franklin started well, but 77 wasn't flash in the pan. Short. Well, we always give Lord of the Pies shit about him, but he did well. 76, you'd be very proud of that. How was the other one? Would you want to get to my game?
No, we'll just do it in order of how it is.
Oh, okay. Hand of God, Edgy, mate. We've got a... excuse me. You fucking... Mighty Dons, mate. You've had the worst luck. I tell you, in 2 weeks, he lost by 11 points. Hand of God, 1971, beat Mighty Dons, Stevie Young. 1960.
That's got to be unlucky. So there's Hand of God's eighth now and Mighty Dons is seventh.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. They both had Rocky as captain, so that evened out. Lucky Hunter, he got 90, so that was, yeah, it was fairly disappointing for a big name player. He costs a lot of money too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know. So Hand of God had a couple of players over 100, including Matty Boyd, Bryce Gibbs, Prittis, and Sammy Jacobs from Adelaide.
120 points, mate. That's fucking great.
On the other side of the fence, how did we get? Maxi Gorn got 110 for Mighty Dons. Jordan Lewis, 100, as we said. Zach Merritt, 126. So was not bad on both sides of the fence. It just really fucking sucks when you lose by that little. So what did he lose by last week? 4 points.
Oh, mate, you just have them weeks, don't you? Well, 2 weeks.
Yeah, so you can't. I'm really sorry about that, Mighty Dons. But you're still in the eighth, so you've got to be stoked with that. Here's your game, Dad.
Yeah, Flashes Magpies, 18.95. Beat Magpie Maniac, my dark horse favourite. Bouch, Mr. Boucher, 18.08. What's the margin, Timmy?
Where is it?
It's on the list. How did we lose? We're just losing time here.
Yeah, so, where we go. So you, 87 points, so that's not too bad.
Okay, we'll look at our players there. We both had Maxi Gorn, as we said, 110. My players were pretty average, so I had players like Maynard getting 59. Mills, mate, from Sydney, 92. You've got to laugh at that. Be happy with that.
Matty Day, 68. We'll get to Goddard's game later on. Matty Oliver, fucking hell, that was unlucky.
Yeah, I thought he was going to tip Cracker over, but yeah, just not quite. Fucking Blake has 60, mate. That's a piece of... I'm so disappointed. Lukey Parker, 196 he did. He was my captain. But... yeah, my opposition had Ablett as captain. You put him in, didn't you, Timmy, you dickhead?
Yeah, 126 as captain. Or 63, is that what it is?
Yeah, mate. Oh, didn't you see the story from last year that you shared this week from last year when Ablett did his shoulder? He did it against the Pies. And then he fucking did it again. So you should have taken it as a hint or an omen.
Yeah, I know. Prestia, for you, was good. 120, you'd be... really pleased with that.
Yeah, as it was. Pleased to get over the line, but yeah, you have some pretty embarrassing scores that really piss you off. On our bench too, Menadue got 78 and 70 for Davis.
I had him on the field too.
Oh, yeah. This is the big marquee game, mate. Goddard love a flag, Muddy Oliver. Congratulations, mate. You fought to the death. 20.94, you lost to Cronus Cronies, 21.04. So that was 10 points. Fuck, that hurts. I'm sorry, mate. You're really valiant in defeat. You did very well. You did all you could.
Yeah, he was saying that his captain was going to cost him, but I don't see anyone else who could have really done better than Robbie Gray at 115.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah. Oh, Sidebottom got 119, so maybe. Yeah, maybe that would have fell short again.
Yeah, so Dangerfield was Crowder's captain, so that, yeah, I don't think he can compete with that. Crowder had it all covered up. Lockie Neal, 130. Got to get on him if you want to spend that money on someone good. Sammy Jacobs, 120.
Mate, Rose from Sydney, he's earning money, got 30. But, yeah, in the end, I really thought Goddard you were going to get it, mate, but that's really unlucky.
Yeah, I don't know. You had Dangerfield as your captain. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, no, that's what it was.
Yeah, I do have him. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry, mate. Dangerfield, 139 on the bench as an emergency, but... ah, mate, that's unlucky. I really feel for you, buddy.
Moving on, who we have? Bubble Wogs, probably had a... it was a good win for you, mate. You got... you beat Grinners by 7 points, so you've had a really shit year. I think you and Holly Cropola are the better performing ones in previous years, but you... yeah, it really cost you guys. You've had a really shit run. Sorry to hear that, boys.
Yeah, I don't know. Who else is there? Beams beat Green Iguanas. That was a brother versus brother game. 175 points, mate. You booted your brother down to 17th. So, yeah, you've got bragging rights in the family. Here's another one. This is it. He's jumped back up to 5th. He beat Youngies Legends, who's not even going to make the bottom 8. Pass that on, Mighty Dons, to your brother. Oh, I'm going to burp. Oh, but not, probably. Anyway, yes, Holy Cropola had a win too. He beat Buells by 172 points. Oh, I don't know if it was a yawn or a burp, but anyway. Another dark horse down the bottom, two of you in your boot, mate. He beat Perseverance by 167 points.
Yeah, so there's some good players there. Well, you want to look at the matches for... no, we'll look at the ladder first, hey?
Yep, okay. So who's on top? Crown is on top. Oh, yeah, surprise, surprise.
you're not looking too bad in the finals, Dad, the bottom 8.
Yeah, I know. You're sitting second, mate, so you lost... but you're still in the mix. So you and Cracker and Beams, mate, well done. 4th with 11 wins. And this is it. Yeah, he's 5th. Goddard Love a Flag slipped down to 6. Mighty Don 7. Hand of God is 10th. So, yeah. So how are we sitting on the fringe of the 8? And next week, mate, good luck. Best of luck to everyone. You play Hand of God.
All right, see you guys. Thanks for listening.